I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Governor Greg Abbott has announced the agenda for the special legislative session that begins Thursday, asking lawmakers to prioritize 11 issues that largely appealed to conservatives who wanted more out of the regular session. The agenda includes Abbott's priority bills related to overhauling Texas elections and the bail system, as well as pushing back against social media censorship of Texans and the teaching of critical race theory in schools. Most of the issues were anticipated after they didn't pass during the regular session. Abbott is also asking lawmakers to take on legislation that prohibits transgender Texans from competing on school sports teams that correspond with their gender identity. The special session agenda also includes funding for the legislative branch, which Abbott vetoed last month. He did so after House Democrats staged a walkout in the final hours of the regular session that killed the priority elections bill. The inclusion of the legislative funding raises the possibility that lawmakers could restore paychecks for their staff and other staff at the Capitol before the next fiscal year begins on September 1st. Abbott's agenda for the first special session notably does not include anything about the state's electric grid, which was exposed as deeply vulnerable during a deadly winter storm in February that left millions of Texans without power. Democrats pan the special session agenda as out of step with most Texans and politically motivated. With the Texas prison system dangerously understaffed, nearly 150 guards are now working in an empty prison that Governor Greg Abbott plans to convert into a state-run jail for immigrants who cross the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. More than 1,000 prisoners at the South Texas Briscoe unit were transferred to other state lockups weeks ago. But it's still unclear when and how the emptied prison will be fashioned into a Texas-operated jail for migrants facing, but not convicted of, state criminal charges. State agencies that enforce jail standards and regulate law enforcement training have scrambled to determine what changes are needed at the unit to house a non-prison population. And 147 Briscoe officers are training to be certified as jailers while the prison remains in maintenance mode, awaiting further instruction. Briscoe's transition from prison to jail for immigrants began in mid-June as part of Abbott's heightened push to quell an increase in apprehensions of migrants at the Texas-Mexico border. After the governor declared the rise in illegal immigration a disaster in May, he directed the shift of $250 million from the prison agency's budget to instead go toward building a border wall. In June, Abbott said that those who cross the Texas-Mexico border illegally, a federal crime, would be subject not only to federal apprehension, but to arrest and confinement for state crimes, like trespassing and human trafficking. A federal judge ruled Tuesday that the government was mostly responsible for Texas's deadliest mass shooting at a Sutherland Springs church in 2017, concluding that the U.S. government failed to submit information that could have prevented the gunman from purchasing the assault rifle he used to gun down 26 people. The shooter, Devin Kelly, formerly served in the U.S. Air Force. In 2012, Kelly was convicted of assaulting his wife and stepson, and in 2014, he was released from the U.S. Air Force on a bad conduct charge. And in 2014, he was released from the U.S. Air Force on a bad conduct discharge. The lawsuit accused the federal government of negligence, citing the U.S. Air Force's failure to report Kelly's assault conviction to the FBI. If it had been reported to the FBI and entered into its databases, it would have banned Kelly from legally purchasing the weapon he used in the church attack. Check for updates on any of these stories on our website, texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by the Texas Association of School Business Officials. In commemoration of the 75th anniversary, the Texas Association of School Business Officials explores the history of Texas public education in a documentary short movie. Watch now at TASBO.org.